of 1970. Later, we still play your freeform music. WMFO's annual drive is in effect. We need your support to keep WMFO running so we can keep giving you your favorite music and bringing you the shows you love, such as The Lounge, On the Town with Mikey D, Bubbles in the Think Tank, and many more. Donate now by logging on to donate.wmfo.org. That's donate.wmfo.org. Or mail a check made payable to trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Thank you from all of us at your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO.
Money, money, give us your money, give us your money. It's Chris Earle, it's WMFO in Medford. Let's try that again and enunciate this time. It's Chris Earle in Medford. It's WMFO in Medford. WMFO, Medford. You're in for a treat today. It smells like time travel. It looks like time travel. It's not time travel, but it is time travel. And it's here with you until 7 p.m. because it's the return of the common man. It's Chris Earle. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks to Sam for subbing for Joyce the Voice today. I was hoping to see Joyce today. I haven't seen her in a while. Haven't been here in 6 weeks. Messed up my leg. Now I got a new leg. Hobbled up these old stairs. Got a new haircut. I'm ready for you. Let's start the show, shall we? It smells like time travel on WMFO in Medford. What's that smell?
Boys and girls, your attention, please. Presenting a new exciting radio program featuring the thrilling adventures of an amazing and incredible personality.
Welcome back, everybody, and the first of our delights for you tonight is the fantastic...
Smells like time travel, WMFO in Medford.
How do the words to it go? I wish today on Irrational Public Radio.
The U.S. Treasury this week announces the release of a new $3.50 coin. The release has been pushed back twice already due to controversy surrounding its peculiar smell.
It's the 40th anniversary of oddly placed pauses in conversation.
Thinking about making your own crackers? We'll tell you why that's not a good idea.
Lesbians in Europe are up in arms today, but plan on settling back down tomorrow.
For IPR, I'm Paulina Dinaswa.
I'm Dank Grönfjord.
I'm Jumina Brundle.
And I'm Zoldar, Venusian Prince of War. Beware my wrath. I am Zoldar.
Bung, 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 bung. Support for IPR comes from our listeners, as well as Jugsy's Second Chance, a not-for-profit gentleman's club bringing live erotica to San Diego's homeless. The Fluckner Foundation, providing support and rehabilitation for people who misuse the word literally. And Roscoe International, breaking down the barriers between marshmallows and French people.
And lastly, always providing a refreshingly new take on cinema, Scrob, the movie reviewing robot from CLM's All Robot News Hour, Robot News Hour.
Beep, boop, bop, I review movies. I'm just kidding, of course. I don't actually talk like that. Some people think all robots talk like that, and I just want to point out how ignorant and hateful that stereotype is.
Jorgensen aspires to be the world's largest purveyor of erotic balloon animals.
But I do feel that in recent months more attention has been paid to the jacket design than other, I feel, more noteworthy aspects of the book. Such as the picture of me on the inside flap.
Let's talk about that. You're pictured in a very rugged scenario, standing on the edge of what appears to be an active volcano. There's a pillar of smoke rising up behind you, and a small but very dangerous-looking stream of molten lava snaking its way between your feet. You're gazing over a majestic sunset with an albino condor perched on your shoulder, yeah, and a rather wistful-looking albino scorpion perched on the shoulder of the condor.
Yeah. That picture, by the way, was taken by an Aboriginal black bear that I raised from cubhood and taught the basics of field photography.
Wow, that's astounding.
Yeah, yeah. You should see his large format stuff.
You're listening to Irrational Public Radio, which would not be possible without the support of you, our listeners, and the generosity of the James B., Penelope Q., and Rashiqua T. Bevilacqua-Tarowicz Endowment, committed to researching solutions for streamlining user empowerment for the fair and equitable redistribution of development funds to further the goal of environmentally sound business practices utilizing an efficient, cruelty-free business model, putting children first when it comes to prioritizing global agricultural strategies in the changing media economy, where the value of the individual is measured by the common yardsticks of courage, self-reliance, and a dedication to a sustainable world market in which a broad scope of cultural values and evolving economic landscapes help shape our vision for a virtual community in which philanthropy and personal integrity are valued alongside academic achievement, physical health, and spiritual well-being, with the hopes of one day finding a cure for something.
Support for IPR comes from listeners like you, as well as listeners not much like you at all.
Smells like time travel here with you till 7 p.m. It's Chris Earle. I've got all kinds of wonderful things for you today. I got comedy. I got a tribute to the sweet. I got a tribute to the pigs. And I also have this gem from 1969. It's Oliver with Good Morning Sunshine. Smells like time travel here with you till 7 p.m.
Good morning. Stars shine. The earth says hello. You twinkle above us. You twinkle below. Good morning, stars shine. You lead us along, my love and me as we sing our early morning singing song. Good morning, sunshine. So happy.
the star sign chunks. Dooby dooby, Scooby dooby da da. Singing a song, yeah. Star sign, singing sunshine song. Yeah.
Yeah. Good morning, starshine. Yeah. Smells like time travel here with you until 7 p.m.
How can I really know if I'm a humorous person or an average run-of-the-mill I-don't-get-it type? Well, it's often better to find out if you're funny in the privacy of your own home first. Right now, unplug your radio and take it into the bathroom with you. We'll give you 5 seconds to get there. Are you there? Good. Plug the radio in and stand in front of your bathroom mirror. Don't be embarrassed. You're all alone. Simply follow instructions. Now, insert the pinky fingers of your left and right hands, respectively, into the left and right corners of your mouth, like so. Pull hard so that your lips peel back and you can see your teeth. Are you looking at yourself in the mirror? Is it funny? You've probably started chuckling already, haven't you? A good sign. Let's hurry while we have the moment and move right on to the shtick test. Okay, now, still keeping one finger in your mouth, take your other hand and remove the top from the jar of Vaseline on the shelf below your mirror. Ordinary toothpaste or shaving cream will do. Spread some on your left cheek and in your hair. Pretty funny, huh? If you're not already laughing, try drooling or spitting up on yourself a bit and wiping it into your shirt. The shoulder is always a funny place to do this. While you are laughing, immediately remove the other finger from your mouth and change instantly into a serious expression. And, while looking right into your reflection, say the words moose poop or poopay. You're sure to crack yourself up. Here comes the final and most important test to help you find out if you indeed have a sense of humor. Open the cabinet and remove the blade from your razor. Close the cabinet and stare at your face briefly. No smiling or cracking up. Now, quickly, just as fast as you can, slit your left wrist, taking care not to cut the tendons. Only the blood vessels should be severed. Repeat with your right wrist. Okay? Now, if you thought I was serious about slitting your wrists, you blew it. And clearly you don't have a sense of humor at all. If, however, you thought I was only kidding, you're right.
Smells like time travel. It's not time travel. It smells like it. But it's Chris Earl, and I'm here with you till 7.
There is a house in New Orleans. They call the rising sun. And it's been the ruin of many a poor boy. And God, I know I'm one. Thank you.
fantastic. Eric Burdon and the Animals, of course. Of course. Like, I'm telling you, like, you know. Most of you don't know. Some of you know. Some of you know. Most of you don't. Most of you, oh yeah, I know that song. Most of you don't know. It's okay, because it's 2019 and that's what it is, you know? You can get by knowing nothing. You can lie about things. You can do things and nobody cares. That's what 2019 is. But I'm back, everybody. It's Chris Earle here with you until 7 p.m. It smells like time travel. It's not really time travel. It's more of the Chris Earle experience today. I have some comedy songs for you. I got some rock and roll. I have a tribute to Pigs coming up. Why not? Why not? Tribute to Pigs. Maybe two or three songs about Pigs. Maybe four. I got a little tribute to The Sweet. It's a band, The Sweet. I'm going to play five songs from The Sweet. Who with The Sweet? I'll tell you soon. You know, you can wait. You don't need to rush. We don't need to rush. We can take things slowly and calmly and do it right. That's the thing. You got to do it right. Otherwise, don't do it at all. That's my opinion. If you're not good, stay home. Don't do it at all. I haven't been good. Haven't been here. I'm good today. I'm here. That's what you get on the Chris Earle Experience. Smells like time travel here with you until 7 p.m. I was going to make like a bunch of Pigs oinking and things like that, but no. No. That's what lesser DJs would do. They'd give you a bunch of Pigs oinking and snorting and things like that, but no. I'm going to give you a band called Revenge with Little Pig. Little Pig, Little Pig, Let Me In. It doesn't go anything like that, but it's the old New Order. Joy Division, that group, Peter Hook, he made a band called Revenge. He was getting revenge on Bernard Sumner. He came out with two albums. This is from Gun World Porn. It's Little Pig. Not really supposed to announce it in advance in case all the internets are looking for like certain songs. Like, oh my God, I'm looking for Little Pig by Revenge. Well, you know what? You can get it in like the 50 cent card at Strawberry Records. So nobody care. Okay, nobody cares. Anyway, most people have already tuned out already, but it smells like time travel here with you until 7 p.m. For those of you that are still here, congratulations. It's 5:24 in the evening. If you're still at work, leave.
dirt. And for all the little piggies, life is getting worse. Always having dirt to play. Piggies in the starched white shirts. You will find the bigger piggies stirring up the dirt. Always have clean shirts to play around in. In the skies with all the packing, they don't care what goes on around.
Forks and knives to eat the bacon.
One more time.
There's piggies. A little tribute to pigs right now. Here on Smells Like Time Travel. It's not time travel, but it smells like time travel. It's more the Chris Earle experience. Got some comedy. I got a tribute to a great band, The Sweet, coming up, which is a glam band. I'll tell you more about it then. You can wait. Right now, it's all about pigs. Like this one. It goes out to my friend Steve Gamlin, who's working hard. He's always working hard. I never see him hardly working. He's the guy that's always working hard. It's like you look up the name Steve Gamlin in the dictionary, and there he is working hard. I don't know what he's doing in the dictionary, but there he is. He's so working so hard, he got himself in the dictionary, and he's working really hard. Anyway, he's working hard, so this is for him. It's the pigs on the wing. Yeah.
You know that I care. What happens to you? And I know that you care. For me too. So I don't feel alone on the way to the stone. Now that I've found somewhere safe to bury my bone. Any fool knows a dog needs a home. A shelter from pigs on the wing.
WMFO annual drive is in effect. We're looking to raise $5,000 to continue to keep your freeform station playing your favorite music. WMFO is a nonprofit station with staff, students, and community members who volunteer their time to bring you their favorite music and shows. We need your support to keep it all running, so donate now by logging on to donate.wmfo.org. That's donate.wmfo.org. Or mail a check payable to trustees of Tufts College. Send it to WMFO, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Thank you for your support from all of us here at your Freeform Station, 91.5 WMFO.
Give us your money, you pigs.
Thank you.
being a brutal sin.
A little tribute to pigs there on Smells Like Time Travel. Let's get back to other things. Yeah.
Okay, ready now? Here's my first clue. First you make the sale, then you open my drawers. What am I?
A hooker?
It's a little pit bull.
Mr. Worldwide to infinity, you know the roof on fire. We gon' boogie, hoogie, hoogie, jiggle, wiggle, and dance like the roof on fire. We gon' drink drinks and take shots until we fall out like the roof on fire. Now, baby, get my booty naked, take off all your clothes and light the roof on fire. Tell him, baby, 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 I'm on fire. I tell her, baby, 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 I'm a fireball.
I was born in a plane. Mama said that every word would know my name. I'm the best you've ever had. If you think I'm burning out, I never am.
Fireball.
Sticks and stones.
this way.
I was born
in a flame.
In my head.
Mama said that every word but my name. I'm the best
right.
you've ever had.
That's right.
If you think I'm burning out, I never am.
Like time travel and bringing you back to the 80s with Billy Idol. Here with you till 7 p.m. It's Chris Earle back in the studio, WMFO in Medford.
say can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm westbound, just watch old bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Westbound and down, 18 wheels are rolling. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm westbound, just watch old bandit run. They say can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm westbound, just watch old bandit run. Old Smokey's got them ears on. He's hot on your trail, and he ain't gonna rest till you're in jail. So you got to dodge him, you got to duck him, you gotta keep that diesel trucking. Just put that hammer down and give it hell. Westbound and down, 18 wheels are rolling. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm westbound, just watch old bandit run.
Would you care to wait in the library?
Yes, I would. The bathroom is out of the question.
Down the town. Wake up and it's
This is crazy, but it is true. Smells like time travel. I'm here with you until 7 p.m. My name is Chris Earle. It's WMFO here in Medford, Massachusetts. We're doing a donation drive. Go to WMFO.org and do the donation drive if you like. People have done it in the past. People seem to enjoy my show, and they enjoy the other shows that we have here on WMFO here in Medford. I haven't actually done my show in 6 weeks because I went out and I had knee surgery done. And I got pretty much a whole new knee put in. And I'm working it, man. I'm working that knee. I'm getting big and strong. Going to be able to run again. I haven't been able to run since I was like 19 years old. And it's not like to the fridge to get a sandwich. I'm going to actually go around and go up trails and down trails and, you know, do all kinds of crazy things. I got a little niece and nephew that I can, run around with in the backyard and, hit balls to and have them pick them up for me and bring them back and things like that. So I'm looking forward to that. Anyway, it's 5:55 in the evening. If you're still at work, leave. Ha-ha! I do that every now and then. That's my shtick. It's part of my shtick. That's the Chris Earle shtick for all you freshmen here at Tufts that don't know the shtick. That's the Chris Earle stick. Usually I do a show called Time Travel, and I jump around from a bunch of different places. I do like the 50s and then the 70s, and then I'll play the 80s. It's like schizophrenic radio, and I'll put on like a movie or a TV show or things like that. So today I got Smells Like Time Travel. It's not really time travel. It's more the Chris Earle experience, kind of a sampler of what's to come. So I got coming up, I got a little mini tribute to The Sweet, which is a fantastic band out of the 70s, and you'll recognize a couple of songs. Maybe not all of them. Maybe you won't, because you don't know anything about The Sweet. You don't know anything about good music or radio, things like that. Matter of fact, you could have just turned on the radio for the first time tonight, and you're like, what is this I'm listening to? Who is this man? It could be that. I don't know. I don't have all the answers. I got a few of them. I got some good ones. I got some answers for a few good things, and I got some answers for a few people. I'll tell you that. But I don't have all the answers. You want all the answers, you go somewhere else. You know, if you want to listen to Time Travel with Chris Earle, or it's not here tonight. It smells like time travel. It's kind of close, but not really. It's like there's a fragrance. There's a little fragrance there of time travel, but not really completely there. You know, a little tribute to pigs in there. I got some Python coming up. I got some more comedy. I got some more great rock and roll, including a tribute to The Sweet. I'll do that about 6:15 because I want to get some more comedy in here. I got some great Monty Python stuff that I'm going to play. I always like playing a little Python every now and then. And I want you to have a couple of laughs. And I made it all the way up these damn stairs. There's three flights of stairs, and I'm on crutches for you. I come in here on crutches for you. What have you done for me lately? Nothing. Nothing. You tuned in. That's nice. I mean, a few of you are like, who the hell's this guy? Bitching at me through the radio. I don't know him. Well, you know, change the channel. You don't like it. But I got good stuff coming up. And you don't like it? Eh, whatever. You know, you can't please everybody. That's the answer in life. You just can't please everybody. But what we have learned over the last 6 weeks is I'm close to invulnerable. I don't think I can die. I mean, they went in and they tried to kill me. I mean, they gave me the blood clot. I got all kinds of things going on, but they didn't kill me. I don't know why. I'm still here for a reason. And maybe it's to play this for you. It could be. It could be the song that goes like this.
Once in every show, there comes a song like this. It starts off soft and low and ends up with a kiss. Oh, where is the song that goes like this? Where is it? Where?
A sentimental song that casts a magic spell. They all will hum along. We'll overact like hell. Oh, this song that goes like this.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Now we can go straight into the middle eight. A bridge that is too far for me.
I'll sing it in your face while we both embrace.
And then we change the key. Awfully high for me.
But everyone can see we should have stayed in D.
For D.
this is our song that goes like this.